Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I am your host, your coach, your teacher, Dave Sullivan. And with me is John Delorier of, what do we got now? Peach State Roofing. Have you made that transition?
We're there. Peach State Roofing is official.
Yeah. Delorier is out. Peach State is in.
That's right. It's the new Delorier, Peach State Roofing.
I want to see how that transition goes. That's going to be good. How'd you get your GMB page and all your
Oh, it's SEO not done yet. It won't be done, but it's just there's so many moving parts. I don't even have the emails changed over yet, but we're doing a lot of things with our process. The website's mainly done. We're operating that way. The truck wraps are happening next week. So
nice.
That'll be a whole 4-day ordeal with the truck wraps we do. But yeah, we're Peach State Roofing. We're getting leads as Peach State Roofing. We're doing inspections.
Right on. Good for you. All right. So what's happening? I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. What's the latest? How's business looking? And what are you doing?
Still slow. But we surprisingly have way more leads than I usually get in January. Trying to hire at least one Savannah area owner. Did a couple interviews. I just posted on Facebook a few times with a really well written ChatGPT description of our job, and I obviously gave my input quite a significant amount of input to create that actual script. But in general, ChatGPT did it, and I posted it. I literally just posted it every morning from Peach State Roofing on Facebook, I think 4 days in a row. And I had half a dozen at least legit applicants. Obviously, all the headhunters from all over LinkedIn and all that, they're always, you know, they're circling the wagons. But but I did have legit people just send me their resume, like people that had worked or are currently working at roofing companies that are relocating. And I'm very particular. I want people with high integrity that want to do a good job and have a specific work ethic type. And I've got a couple really good applicants right now out of those five or six. And they're really just down to two. So I'm excited. If I get this hire made in this next 30 days, I'll feel like the year is off to the best start.
Well, let's talk about this real quick, because I'm working with a number of guys that are looking to hire salespeople, you know, one, a general manager, so on and so forth. So I think the first thing is, you know, we look at EOS, whatever. We do the same thing. I'm just not certified, and that means I can't charge 10 grand a day. But you got to have the right seats on the bus to put the right butts in those seats. And what we mean by that is we've got to have a position, got to be crystal clear on what that is, what the responsibilities are going to be, and really digging deep into that, how they're going to be paid, because you're going to have that done first before we can go out and hire. Would you agree with that? Is that how you did it?
Knowing your numbers, I think, is the most essential part of this whole deal. If you just, you know, spray and pray, you're going to have a big issue. You need to know your numbers, know how much profit you're making per job, so that you understand how to compensate someone for that position. Secondly, you need to understand the exact role they're going to play. I was a little surprised on how much response I got and how excited people were wanting to work for my company. And then I talked to people like Chris DeRoll, and he's like, no, you built a good brand. They want to work for that. You have a bunch of reviews. And it was like, oh, I guess that does make sense. Like, so it's not easy. And I realized that, you know, it's taken almost 8 years to do this, to have a brand that people actually understand, because they're researching me just like our homeowners are researching me. They are really researching me, and they understand. I mean, good applicants will do that. Mm-hmm. And so you just attract better people. So if you have a bunch of reviews, you have a great online presence, your website better be awesome. better have a bunch of company cam, galleries, so showing your work, all the things online, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. You have to be on there to show people who you are. And that's how, you know, these five or six people were amazing applicants because we have a good brand. So, I think those are two things. You got to know your numbers so you know how to compensate, and you have to know the job description based on your process. And so a lot of people are really surprised the process part. I mean, they're the words like, that's magic to my ears, or this is the best thing ever, or I can't believe you take care of all these things for this position. Like, Tisha is awesome. She's taking care. She's our collector. She's making sure that budgets are getting put in. We're getting deposits. We're getting final payment. She's doing accounts receivable. Kathleen is awesome. She's answering the phone. She's starting the estimate for the sales rep. She's doing production management after the contract is signed. Like, we have a lot of these things in place. All the automations, obviously, from ProLine are helping all of the team members. So it really is a cush job, truthfully. Like, it is not a lot of task. It is just, you have to have a specific skill set and the desire and willingness to learn our process and follow that process. That's what we're looking to hire. And that's what I hope to hire in the next, you know, really hope to hire in the next 2 weeks. But I'm very, very thankful for what we built and attracting the right people.
A few things that you said. Number one is knowing your numbers. What this person is going to cost you, can you afford it? And that means knowing your break-even cost, okay? It just starts with that. Now, if you're going to go add a $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 guy cost, you know, to your business, that's going to change everything. You know, whether it's an admin, whether it's a production person, you've now got a new break-even cost. Okay, I'm paying this guy $80,000. I got to go sell another $80,000. No, you've got to have the gross profit to pay for that. So that $80,000 guy, not to mention you've got all the perks and all the stuff that it's really going to cost you, that you have to figure all this up, you know, your time that it's going to take to train, take away from your time out, whatever you're doing, it's a huge cost. So now it's not just $80,000 that we're adding that we have to go sell. We have to sell an additional, you know, $400,000, $500,000, or whatever that number works out to be. That's just a mathematical equation. But you've got to know that. Can you afford it? And most people, they can't afford it. They just think, oh, I'm going to get some more people in there. Next thing you know, you're loaded up on overhead and you're not making any money. Okay.
Yep. And I'm guilty of that. Absolutely guilty of that. Like, okay, we're going to do exactly what you just said. We're going to hire these people. They're going to make us more efficient. We're going to be able to sell more jobs. It doesn't work like that. You have to know how much profit you're making, specifically every $500,000 in sales. Mm-hmm. You need to know that. That's a good starting point. Every $500,000, how much actual cash do you have after your overhead's paid? Like, that's really important to know. And you're talking about a salary position. Most roofing companies are hiring some version of commission only. They may have a small salary plus commission. That is common as well. But absolutely, it's going to be more. If you're going to hire a salary, let's call it 50 grand. In general, you could almost double. Not quite double.
California, but, that's why you can say that. But go on.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry. Exactly. So in any salary position, if you're thinking about that, you can almost double the actual overhead with all payroll tax, everything you has to go in with that. We're not even talking about California tax. We're talking about like the rest of the country. It's right. Shocking how much payroll tax costs. And then the indirect costs, like if it's an admin, all the office crap you got to buy, the apparel alone, like you could spend a few $1,000 on a person on an apparel and be like, how'd that happen? Because it does. It happens really easily. And you need to understand and be very careful about hiring somebody in a salary position. So what we're hiring is all commission, and it's 10% of revenue. So some people do choose this commission structure. You have to control your profit though. Your system better control your profit margin. Otherwise you will have no money left over if you pay off the top. whatever percentage that is. So that's really, really essential. If you pay off the top, make sure that your software guarantees, not don't rely on pen and paper with this. It has to be guarantee that your proposals are hitting a certain profit margin. Then you'll realize how much money a person really costs. Secondly, if you're paying like a 10-50-50 split off of profit, you got to know exactly how much profit you're making. If you don't know that, you're just going to run out of money. It happens over and over and over again. You have to be at a, what you probably think, if you're struggling profit-wise, you probably have to be 10 or 15 points higher than you are right now. The number of people that I see sell jobs in the 20 percentile somewhere, 21, 25, 28, I don't care. Get out of the 20s. You better be starting your gross profit at 30. You better be starting at 30. And that's it. Like if it's a huge job.
I want to see 40%, man. And
most jobs should be close to 40% in all residential retail. Some people are like, oh, I do 60. No, you don't. You don't do nothing. No, you don't. You don't. You do.
They don't know what it costs. They don't understand their numbers. So, you know, just you see this stuff on Facebook. Tim Brown, who, you know, we've got coming on the podcast. So we want to talk about Tim in a minute. Got a lot of things to talk about in a minute. Yeah, you know, I got contractors that say there's no way I could sell a job at 40%. Well,
with that mentality, absolutely you cannot.
Exactly. And that's the first thing, is get your mind right. And the second thing is learn sales skills. How to
sell. But even beyond that, before that, I do agree. You should have a sales process, sales skills. But guess what happened? The most important thing about getting your mind right is understanding your numbers. If you are planning to grow or just want a certain lifestyle for your family, if you know your numbers, it gives not just yourself, but your entire team confidence. As long as you're transparent with knowing your numbers, it gives them confidence to sell at 40% and understand why they're doing that. Because, well, we're just never going to sell. Nobody else is. I said, that's fine. It doesn't matter about the competition. You are trying to spend money on marketing to get this lead. This lead for this click for this job costs $108 to be at their door, plus gas, plus insurance, plus all. If you understand your numbers, you realize how expensive it is to get to one door. And this is really, really important for most people who are thinking about, like, they can't raise their prices. You can't if you don't know your numbers. You cannot do it. You have to know your numbers first, which will give you the confidence to have your profit margin at the right rate.
Confidence is the key word, is having the confidence to go in and say, this is my price, and being able to have the confidence to go sell the job at that price and be prepared to walk away if they're not willing to pay it and they're not your ideal customer. Otherwise, you're going to go out of business. You know, your costs are going to tell you what you need to charge.
You're sitting in front of a customer in the kitchen table and they're like, well, you're so much higher than the other people. Why are you so much higher? Okay. Well, earlier in our conversation, you said you loved reading our Google reviews. Well, I do. I love you. You're the only one out of all three people that have Google reviews. Like, you're the only one. So there's some trust there. So when you hear that, what do you think? Like, do you think that we have a specific process? Maybe we have different people or better people on our team. Well, that's probably true. And you also mentioned that you liked our website. Is that true? Well, I love your website. You actually have a nice website. Tim Brown built it, all the stuff, whatever you want to say. Like, they have all these things. You just bring it back to the conversation of how they heard about you. You see the truck outside, the wrap? Yeah, I know. I know you're wearing a nice polo. You're wearing a branded hat. You have yard signs. I saw your yard sign. I knew that you're going to do a good job based on how professional you are. That's right. And that, you bring them back to all those things. This is how not only yourself and your team understand the numbers of your business, but you can actually overcome objections, sales objections, whenever someone's saying, why are you so much more expensive? These are all the reasons. Hey, did you happen to find us on Google? I did. Well, did you click that little button at the top? I did. Well, that actually costs money so that you can find us on Google. It does? Yeah. at around $100 actually. That click cost us $100 for us to be here. And then they're like, what? That's right. All those things that you mentioned before, that's how we're sitting here right now. And if you want us to continue providing that professional experience, this is what it costs for us to run our business. We can't speak for the other guys, but we know we're going to take care of you. You've seen what we've done online. You've seen what we've done with our other homeowners, and you know we're going to provide a professional experience in the end. And it's all going to be connected to your pricing. Like that's you get what you pay for is very, very clear to them when you break down all of these things that the reasons that they liked you. Like let's say you have financing too. Do the other guys have financing? Well, the other one gave me like a 27% interest rate. Well, that's because they're not a qualified contractor to get these lower rates. Like there's so many reasons and ways you can justify your true fair pricing by just unwrapping that present. They know they want the job done well. If you unwrap the present of all the reasons why they decided to click that button and search for somebody to help them with their roof, these are all the exact reasons why you're able to provide the service at this price. And if they want that, they can choose it. If they don't, probably not a good fit. Like that's how I run it in a paraphrase for most objections, but like knowing your numbers is everything. It's everything. If you know your numbers, you can overcome every objection.
We're running a business here. Okay. It's not just about roofing. It doesn't matter if we're selling roofs or selling shoes. This is a business. And to run a business, you've got to know your numbers. But this is a good segue into our interview today because we do have Tim Brown on the show.
Yeah, and we do.
We're going to answer a great question. And this is the second question. Now, the number one question that prospects will ask, what does my roof cost? And that was when we talked about Roofle, Roof Quote Pro, and the value of having that on your website. That answers that question, pre-qualifies it. And if you haven't checked that out, go back and listen to that with Mike Goldenstein, right?
Yep, Mike Goldenstein.
So we had a great interview a couple episodes back. But today, we got Tim Brown, and Tim called me up and says, hey, you know, I'd like to come on the show because, you know, you talked about the number one question, but the number two question that you're going to get asked is why do you have a higher price? Okay. Exactly what we're talking about. You're always going to get that. So you better be prepared to give the right answer. And that comes from differentiation, as you say, what makes us different, what makes us better. But you know you're going to get asked that question, so you should be looking forward to that because it's going to happen. And if it's not, you better bring it out because they've got it in their mind, whether they ask you or not, very clearly. So that's going to be our show today. We've got interesting conversation with Tim Brown of Hook Agency, who, as you said, is working on your new website. He designed your first website for Delorier Roofing, and now he's doing some modifications for this one. What's he doing for the new site?
All kinds of stuff you can't see, all on the back end. So, but there's definitely front end stuff. They're changing some of the stuff around, changing logos and making sure all the copy is correct. But yeah, a lot of stuff, a lot of work.
So you're saying it's different than just pulling up a quick Wix website.
Very different.
Okay. But before we get into our interview with Tim, I want to thank our sponsors. And first, we've got Ruby. The number one complaint that homeowners have about roofing contractors is they do not answer their phone. They don't return their messages. And Ruby solves this problem. They answer your phone quickly with a professional, friendly voice. And let me give you an example of how they solved this problem with a contractor that I was working with. He was complaining. He gets home, a long day. He's got all these messages on his phone because he was rolling these things over into voicemail. And he says, I'm just too tired to return these calls. Well, you know, he's got this big list of calls that he should be returning, but half of them are going to be spam calls. The other ones are not going to be pre-qualified in the area of the type of customer that he wants to work in. So we want to sort those out. But there is a handful of legitimate prospects that are looking for his service. And he's just blowing these guys off. We talk about the low-hanging fruit all the time. This is low-hanging fruit. This is the first thing that you should do to improve the reputation, the brand of your business. I mean, it's a no-brainer. So you want to check out Ruby at get.ruby.com/theroofercoach. Check them out, and you can get up to $150 off your first month's service. But these guys are great, so take a look. The second one is we've got Peak Leads. And if you're a commercial roofing contractor or thinking about getting into the commercial space, you want to talk to Peak Leads because they will get you leads. They'll get you the type of leads that you really want. I mean, they'll get you on the roofs of those commercial properties, those hard-to-find properties where you're dealing with the owner of the building instead of the janitor. You can talk to the decision maker and negotiate directly with them. And that's the kind of leads that Peak will get you on because they've got a unique service and a unique way of getting leads. So check them out at peakleads.io. All right, well, let's just get into our interview with Tim Brown. Tim Brown, what's going on, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, I really appreciate always when we get to chat.
Always enjoy it. It's always a great conversation. I learn a ton. So it's great to have you on. You actually contacted me after last week's show. We had Mike Goldenstein on the other day from Roofle, and we answered the number one question that homeowners want to know. And that is what?
What does it cost?
Exactly. You need to answer that question. We're going to get into that in a minute. But the second most asked question, which you brought up, which I thought was great, great topic for our podcast, was
why are you more expensive? It's also like the number one objection, right? Price is the number one objection that most roofers experience.
We're going to dive deep into that in a minute, but give us an update on what you've been up to. I know you're a new father. That's got to throw things in. How does that work? You've got 28 employees now. You're growing.
I've got an executive team in place, and I've got other people managing parts of the business, right? So I have a chief of operations that's making sure that the quality is high. I do still work more than your average Joe, probably. I 50, 60 hours a week. I don't think that that's crazy for the roofing industry. The roofing industry is known for lots of hard workers and incredible people that sometimes it does make your work life blend. You should have them on your show. Ty Cobb Backer told me yesterday, he calls it the work life blend. I love it. We're all a little bad at that. And I think in this industry, it's a hard working industry. And so that's the expectation from our clients. And so we work pretty hard, but having other people that you actually trust, executive team, Traction, we're putting in Traction EOS. Then other things going on besides balancing with the baby, which she's incredible. Smiley, just the best vibes, incredible baby. I've been really trying to learn from sales coaches in the industry. Mm-hmm. And done some shadowing at work of people. I'm always impressed by how much like roofing sales guys, my God, you guys work hard. And I understand why you make so much money, and good for you. You should, because that's a lot of work, and running around in that truck is a lot of work. Roofing business owners, been shadowing roofing business owners. And I've been learning from just a lot of different types of people, from 3 million up to, 50 to, I think the top one that I shadowed this year was 50, but basically like trying to learn from people and learn from sales coaches. We've had some sales events here. I don't know. I'm trying to learn the sales side of roofing because I sold my first roof this year, by the way.
All right. Well, I saw you doing something on your roof. Is that what you're counting? Sold a roof to yourself?
No, I sold the roof in the home with Dan Warek, the $18.5 million sales guy by my side. And yes, if you're wondering if he queued it up for me, He did. But I did technically sell it. The hardest part was putting up the ladder, though. So you got... I looked pretty sloppy selling this roof, but I got it done.
Well, you know, you got one. I had three boys when I was running my business. It's tough. It's real tough. And you're doing the right thing, which is EOS, or just really having a plan and taking that look down the road is how do you remove yourself from the day to day? And that's what so many contractors have a hard time. They're doing everything and they don't understand that. You mentioned that you had a fractional CFO now. And that's great. And that's somewhat what I do. I do fractional CEO. Love it. But that's the way to do it. I mean, you know, you really got to take a look at that. EOS is great. I had Benny Fisher on the other day and we talked about that. And I said, well, you can pay your facilitator 10 grand a day, or you can pay me, you know, 2-3, do the same thing. Cause that's pretty much what we do. I just don't have that little badge, you know, a little certification.
I mean, like, no matter what you do, having help on these things, having a coach, having real systems, and having somebody encourage you to have real systems, and then having accountability and profit. Those are the things like we need as entrepreneurs. We need somebody there with us. I think basically if you have more than a year go by without some kind of coach or something in your business, or excuse me, I'll just say from my perspective, if I have more than a year go by without a coach or some kind of consultant helping me just have some outside perspective on my business, I think I'm missing out. Mm-hmm. That's what I'll say.
Mm-hmm. I've always had a coach consultant, and it really changed my life because I was struggling in this little family business, didn't know what I was doing, and having an outside perspective and really kind of getting a plan together and really understanding that, getting organized with the goal of removing myself from the business, because there were things that I wanted to do and accomplish that. But yeah, hey, good for you, man. Congratulations on your success, because I know you're killing it. And you guys are doing a great job. Well, let's jump into this. Okay. So our number two question, why are you so expensive? Because everybody's going to ask that. Otherwise, if they're saying, oh, you can have the job because you're the cheapest out of these five guys, you got a big problem.
that's another problem. If you don't hear this very often, you actually, you're probably leaving a lot of money on the table, and you're not a white knight. You're not a good guy for doing that. Like if you're the worst, if you have the worst workmanship, and if you don't, you know, if you're not getting your people good equipment, if you're not offering the best warranties, don't raise your prices. You know, that's from Tommy Mello. He said that. He's like, if you're not going to train your people, if you're not going to give them good equipment, if you're not going to pay them pretty well for the industry, then don't raise your prices. But if you're going to do that and you're driving towards modernizing the industry and you believe customer service is part of every job, then you should get asked this question. Why are you more expensive? And what I realize, and we're going to talk through this first, like at the kitchen table, most sales-driven organizations are really good at answering that in the home. And I believe you. I said this to my friend the other day. I was talking about being on this podcast, and I just said the question, why are you more expensive? And he wanted to answer that for a while. Like, he loves it. You know, he loves answering that question, and he's good at it. Yeah, and he's really good at it. And I every time somebody does a sales pitch like that to me, even just in practice, or I think you should be role playing. I love role play. If you're good at that, I get it. I get it. But that's almost not enough in this day and age, especially if you're using a tool that gives people pricing on your website. You are really good at answering the question, why are you more expensive, in the home, but you're not answering it at all or very much on your website and in your marketing. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today.
I wouldn't say everybody's good at that, answering that question, first off.
Okay. Well, we can brush up. Let's brush up on how to do that in the home first, and then let's see how we can transfer those principles. And this is a brainstorm. By the way, I'm not coming to this with all the answers. I just think it's a fun conversation because it's hard. It's actually a hard question, right? It's always hard. It's hard forever. It's hard for Hook Agency. Hook Agency is more expensive. Why? I'll try to answer that maybe like the last 1 minute of the show. So don't worry, I'm not going to pitch.
Well, it's so important, and they're going to ask you.
Yeah.
And you better answer. You know, you better be prepared, and that's okay. You know, a lot of guys are scared of that question, yeah. And you shouldn't be, because you should be proud of that. Is that, yeah, we're not the cheapest guys in town. Let me tell you why. So let's talk about some of that.
Yeah. So Dave, a lot of the stuff that Dave does cues you up for this, because the answer will be different for each company, right? Because there really should be a difference, right? And like, you need to figure out what your differences can be. And you want stuff that sticks out, right? Dave's going to, if you're working with a coach is going to show you and talk through. The thing is, a lot of times coaches, they have a view, a 10,000 foot view. They can look down and see this roofing company over here is doing, they're in your market. And they've, you know, they're saying customer service and best products and, you know, whatever it happens to be, like the most common ones, right? And I'm not mad at them, but we get a little repetitive with these. So it's like ideal that, you know, you work with somebody to kind of identify what's your real unique value propositions. Mm-hmm. So I think you need a coach, or you need somebody from an outside perspective to almost like help you through that blind spot to figure out why are you actually different.
Well, you mentioned role playing. Okay. And that is what's so important, is practice. Any sport that you do, you've got to get out and practice. And this is your livelihood, and the success of your business is how you explain this and how you deal with it, that it's comfortable and it's easy for you to talk about. And you should talk about it, and you should be bringing it up if they don't, because it's on their mind. You want to know, and that's something to talk about. Don't be afraid of the question. Embrace it and just be prepared. So let's talk about that, because you get that all the time, right? Tim Brown. Sure. Oh God, those guys are expensive.
We are expensive. So
as you should
like, I'm going to try like, which I don't want to spend too much time on us on this, just cause I want to make sure it's useful to roofing companies. I might try to answer it for fun for me, because it's probably more real if it's me. I'll give an example. So I'm doing on my YouTube channel, I'm showing people how to set up a website by themselves. Like I did a live showing you exactly how to set up a website by yourself using themeforest.com, which just literally walk you through every single step from start to finish to set up a website.
That was the first website that I did, was through ThemeForest. Yep.
Great option. And then the second video is like all the basic SEO settings and every YouTube video. So if you go to our YouTube, you can, the basics, we're going to teach you how to do. The first website, the first SEO stuff, all the SEO stuff, we're going to show you how to do it. Literally everything for free, because I believe information about this stuff should be free. It's not that hard. It's honestly, it's just what we do is we just take it off your plate. That's my answer to that a little bit. If you're at the home, I think of it as like, we need to educate. And that's what I'm doing, I guess, with what we're doing. Like they don't like Deshaun Bryant, roof hustler, once said, I had him in to train my team. And he said, they don't need motivation. They need information. Mm-hmm. And the more information that you give the homeowner, the better a decision that they're going to make. I would say one thing at the table that I see from the best sales guys that I'm shadowing is a deep conviction, a belief that they are the best, that they're the best option as a salesperson. So belief in your own ability to make sure that their project goes well and to make sure that it's a company that you can stand behind, that you believe in. And I would say as a salesperson, if you don't have belief that there should be some soul searching. Do I need to change companies? Do I need to increase my level of service to the point where it would be, I would literally think that person is losing out by not working with my company. That's what I see with the top salespeople, this unrelenting conviction that they are the best. And if they aren't, they fix it. Mm-hmm. You know, so like that is to me the first thing at the table that I feel like is so compelling. And then they just educate. Because if you are the best, if you have this belief that you're the best, and if they go with anyone else, then they are losing out. Then at that point, it's just giving them the information. And these salespeople that I see, and I don't have this, I am not that knowledgeable about roofing sales and roofing systems that I can give you all that. But if you have that information and you can share it with the homeowner, that's going to be really compelling to the homeowner. And for my service that I offer, I do try to give them as much information as they possibly can to make an educated decision. Because maybe you're just not educating them enough. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't actually have the information to make a good decision. And that's why you're losing out on some of these sales.
Here's the first two things that you got to understand when you're going to make a presentation. Number one is exactly what we're talking about, which is going to be, why are you so expensive? Okay, so you have to be prepared. They're going to ask you that, or you certainly want to bring it up. The second one is you need to understand that for most people, and this I'm sure this applies for you too, Tim, is that people don't understand. Roof's a roof. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, they all look the same, just like a website. Why are you so more expensive? Because a website's a website, okay? And the roofers, and this is the problem about not making a presentation and where your close ratio sucks, because you're not explaining that. You're not going in there and saying, first off, let me educate you on what a roof is, and there is a difference. They don't think there's a difference. I mean, they go up there and put it on. It's no big deal. Yeah. Well, what you're going to do is go to Google reviews, and you're going to find out the difference, because the guys that have all the five-star ratings, you got 300 five-star ratings versus your competitor that has one and two stars.
Can I give people a little tool too? I made this GPT, a little AI thing in here. Mm-hmm. If you go to hookagency.com/reviews and you export your reviews, you can do that at exportcomments.com. You can export your last 100 reviews and you can copy and paste them into this tool at hookagency.com/reviews. And it will spit out, based on your reviews, what it believes the three most mentioned differentiating features are. So just an experiment. If people want to check that out, I think it's a fun little tool. Does not replace the need for a coach or anything like that, but it's certainly one of those things that, like, it's fun to look at. Mm-hmm. And then it will also extract like a little snippet from the review that kind of supports what it's saying. So just a tool. I made this. It's really fun now. You can make your own GPTs. It's crazy how fast some of this stuff's going, man. Like 1 year ago, I was scared of AI. Now this year, like, it's built into like every facet of our company. And I'm like building our own little AI tools.
Great. So,
comes out fast.
It is awesome. And that's a great tip. You gave us another great tip the last time you were on, which talked about how to clean up your nap, your name, address, and phone number. Yep. That's so important when it comes to, you know, SEO and so forth. Yep. And what was that again? I love that.
Yeah, basically, you really want to have the same name, address, and phone number everywhere on the internet. So if you Google your company name and there's like Yelp and like local pages and different sites with directories. And this one, you have an apostrophe in the name, and in this one, you don't. Right. Or in this one, you have a tracking number, and this one, you have the main office phone number. Then Google basically is less likely to show your website high on search engines, because it is basically trying to have a confidence level. And the more consistency that it has in your name, address, and phone number all over the internet, the more likely it is to be correct. Would you agree that that's probably the case?
Totally. What was the tool?
So that's why you got it.
What was the tool that you had? What was the tool that you used to do that? You had and I'd sent that around a bit.
Oh,
it's one easy way to find that out. You got to check.
I don't know which one I was pushing last time. I use. We often use WhiteSpark.
That was at WhiteSpark, yeah.
Okay, yeah. We have whitespark.ca/listings-service. And this is a fundamental component of SEO. It's one that Hook handles within its service, but it's certainly one that if you just did that, will help your Google visibility. You don't have to you know, buy an expensive full-fledged agency service to get some SEO. And ultimately, that's why I'm teaching it on our YouTube channel, because I just basically want people to feel confident and to make moves so that they get more business. And ultimately, I think if we help people get more business, whether it's through the paid version where we do everything for them, or whether it's just teaching them how to do it, that's me providing value to the world. And I believe that that comes back. Mm-hmm. At the kitchen table, sorry, I'm going to go back to our topic at hand. I'm kind of coming back. Trust.
You know, both of us, we tend to wander around.
Yes, you know? We will wander, but we will be valuable along the way.
We'll be trust back.
Is we need to get trust at the kitchen table, right? People love working with people that are, you know, involved in the community. There's emotion, like family is a big one, right? Trust takes away risk. Trust, if I trust you, Dave, whether you're selling a HVAC system or a $40,000 metal roof, if I trust you and you tell me that there's some government program that would allow you to get this for cheaper, but only for the next couple months or like till the end of the year, I'm going to move forward. So you use also reasons to buy now. What's the reason to buy now? But everything kind of is encapsulated by this idea of trust. And we're going to talk about this. I'm just going to allude to the future conversation around the website, because we want to get all this ideally sooner. Because a lot of you, some of you, like Dave's point, some of you are not good at this at the kitchen table. So that's why we're doing the basics too. But some of you are really good at doing this at the kitchen table, but it's not on the website. You rely on getting in front of somebody completely before you gain their complete trust. That makes your sales process harder. Because if we could communicate some of this stuff on the website sooner, that'd be great. But yeah, all of this to me is encapsulated with trust. And that one word is everything that we need to get at the home, the table with the homeowner. Because if I trust you completely, then I'm going to buy whatever you tell me to do, because you want the best for me. And you want the best for me, and you have the expertise. So I've given you the info. If it's you selling, Dave, you've given me the information that I need. You've given me, like, for instance, you're talking about a roof is a roof. What if we zoom in on the details? What if we take pictures of us replacing the flashing and the other guys who leave up this dented metal flashing and will make the roof last 10 years less? You know, they're reusing flashings. What if we show the thickness, the visual thickness of our shingles versus the thickness of some other company's shingles? What if we show them the guarantees? What if we, you know, like, it's basically these, how can we make it more visual? I like a presentation. Like you're saying, we use a presentation in our service. I'm giving you a lot of information. But then, just like one more time, I'm going to allude to the future conversation, not just at the kitchen table. If you have a really good presentation, how can we get more of those visuals onto the website and not wait till we're in the kitchen? Mm-hmm. So that we can, because some people, like Roofful is such a cool tool, right? It's insane. I want that as a homeowner. I want to be able to get a basic price. And if we're getting there, we've got to get further. We've got to answer the questions that necessarily come after you give them a price, which is really tough to do. And I'm not saying it's an easy answer. Mm-hmm. Saying ideal scenario is we get some of the stuff that we're learning about how to sell at the kitchen table and get it onto the website.
Well, we had a great conversation yesterday in one of our mastermind groups, and these things are great. I'm sure you're involved with them, but we've got 10 non-competing contractors from around the country in each of our groups, and we share information. And one of the questions that came up yesterday, which I thought was really interesting, because I'm always looking at what is your close rate? Okay. We need to know that. You need to track that. And if you don't know that, you got a real problem. And this is, it's all about the numbers. So we had one of our guys came around and he says, you know, my close rate is really bad. I don't really understand what's going on. I mean, it's dropped like 10%. I go, well, you got a problem. Let's dissect this. And the first thing is comes down to one is you got to understand You need to know your numbers. Okay. That is the big thing. And that's the first question I ask. Oh, you know, well, how do you know that? Okay. So we got into that, but you've got to track the jobs that you've sold, the jobs that you've lost. Then you've got jobs that are still open. Okay. Where you don't know what's going on. You've made that presentation. And that's usually the majority of the quotes that you've made. And what most contractors do, unfortunately, there's no follow-up on those. They throw the quote out. They want to get out to the next deal, blah, 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 blah. And this is why, you know, John's not here right now. He's out. Well, he's actually out working, selling roofs as he should be, rather than goofing off with me. But, you know, he's got ProLine, the tool. And this thing is awesome where it's an automated follow-up. So you don't have to do that. But as soon as that quote's made, the prospect is getting automated follow-ups. And he sells a lot of work. So what we want to do is two things. One, it's going to sell work. Two, we want to get that list nailed down. So if we're losing jobs, we want to know about it. And that's fine. You know, you're going to lose, say, 2 out of 3 deals that you go on. So chances are you're going to lose that job. We need to know that number to get that down so we can use a true number. And this is where we had the problem. He says, well, you know, we dug into that. And what it turned out to be was we talked about Roofl here. And most of our guys all use Roofl. It's an awesome tool. You really need to have something on your website. They ask, you answer. This is what our show is about. The number one question last week with Mike Goldenstein. That's what they want to know. So you've got to answer that question. So I asked, I said, well, how are you using Roofl? And he wasn't really tracking this. And it's a great tool to be able to use. Oh, these guys want to repair. Well, we're going to give you a re-roof option. Here it is right here. He was putting that in his close rate. Well, they weren't really interested in a roof. Some people are, but you've got to separate that out because that's, they're not really calling for that. So it's not qualified that they wanted a re-roof price. Okay. So if that makes sense, those guys are getting there, but you've got to make sure
so many homeowners
warming campaign to keep on top of those guys, because someday, soon enough, they're going to buy a roof. So
people don't, you know, like I think roofers know, like, but like as an unsophisticated homeowner, and just to be just a reminder, if it's not, you don't know this already. I mean, it's probably just a reminder. We don't know. We don't know if we want a replacement or a repair. We just want a remedy. We don't know what the remedy is. And at the right price with the right education, we might be interested in a replacement. You know, especially if it's 10 years, 20 years plus, right? Like maybe. Just we don't have that information and we need confidence that you know what you're talking about and you actually have our best interest, right? The other one that you do, you know, not as much in your market that we're think that Roofl is working on this, but like around if there's been storm effect, there's storm dates in your area. You know, I know that you're not in the storm market, but there's a lot of Midwest and East Coast where it's like, and down south. Texas had crazy storms this past year. If they were in a storm affected area, if there's a way to kind of alert them in the price tool that like this could be potentially 95% paid for by insurance or whatever. So I think they're working on stuff like that and trying to integrate with either Hail Trace or one of the hail mapping systems, which I think will be really cool. Really cool. But this is all going very quickly. It's very different than it used to be. But at the end of the day, homeowners, we want this. We want simple pricing. We want this. But we just don't know if it's repair or replace. So that's why it's so hard to advertise for this without kind of accommodating for both.
And the contractors that say, I don't want to put my pricing up there. My competition is going to find out my pricing, or I'm going to scare away these people. Well, first off, your competition knows your pricing. I mean, they should. Okay. And the idea that you're going to scare people off really comes down to what I wanted to talk about here real quick, which is the most important thing. If your close rate sucks, okay, you have to ask these questions. And that would mean, you know, we want to have a 30 to 40% close rate, is my opinion. If you're lower than that, you got a problem. If you're higher than that, you're too cheap and you should raise your prices. So having, you know, oh yeah, my close rate 70%, like that's a badge of honor. No, you're making a mistake. So the first thing is identifying our ideal customer, okay? And if we're not selling well, that's the first thing that you have to look at. Are we talking to the right people? Have we focused down on who we want to do work for? The best fit, and this is particularly important in your business. When we talk about marketing, who are you talking to? You know, who's your ideal customer? You have to know and understand that. That's the first thing. Then we have to be able to show how we're different, the differentiation. We have to be able to explain this, that, okay, what makes us different? What makes us better? Why can we go out there and get another price? And you better have that down. You better be doing role-playing. And you better have a list of differentiators. What makes you different and better to be able to answer that? Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, you're just the same. A roof's a roof. You know, you get into the same deal. They have no if everybody looks the same, okay, like I use this example. I had my roof done a while back, okay? And these clowns, I get, you know, get a few quotes. I'm in the business. I couldn't tell the difference. They all look the same to me. So if that's the case, why wouldn't a homeowner go with the lowest price? They have nothing else to judge by. So you need to show them, and there is a lot that makes you difference. Time in business, reviews. This is why reviews are so important. Here's 500 reviews of what your neighbors are saying about us, okay, as opposed to these other guys, the competition. That's a big difference.
I want to like parlay this into getting into the marketing and website stuff too. Like, no one believes you unless they have a relationship with you, but they will quickly believe what customers said. So I was talking about that tool, the hookagency.com/reviews tool, where it will pull snippets out and you can put those into the web, onto the website, right? Besides just even, I call them trustimonials, which is an image of the person, five-star icon, a Google logo, and a snippet of the review. Besides those, because I like a carousel with those and you can page through them and look through them. It looks more official with the Google logo and the five stars. Otherwise, people have a hard time trusting whether it's, you know, real or not. But the other thing you can do is take these snippets of reviews and put them into headlines and work them into the copy. Because if you're featuring customers and what they said about you, it just hits into the trust part of our brain so much quicker. You could also lead with headlines on your sales presentation. Like one thing that I keep on coming back to for Hook is like, somebody said, we're removing the trauma of working with marketing agencies. They've been traumatized in the past by working with marketing agencies. We're removing the trauma. And I'm using that on stuff now. I'm using that in like a website, you know, like I'm using that in our marketing in a broader way. I'm using that in our Facebook ads. I'm using it, you know, I'm take your reviews, find ones that really kind of touch people's heartstrings and tap into some emotion and utilize those in your marketing. And like, to me, that's all in the intention of bringing all that trust. Some of you guys, like I said, are so good at that in-house pitch. How can you get some of that trust onto the website? I know this is advanced, like to really care about your website, to really try on your website. Cause a lot of us are just checking the box. Mm-hmm. Website.
Yeah.
Facebook, you know, like to really try and actually read your website, like it matters, and make changes based on what would actually speak to your ideal customer, like Dave is suggesting you have, is advanced. No one's doing that. I even talk to people that I think are super smart, and I go to their website, and I am confused what makes them different. It says they all say number one in area, you know, they're number one in this area. Okay, well, congratulations, you and every other roofing company in the area.
Right.
And then I look down at their, they say there's tons of customer satisfied customers. Maybe they have 5-star reviews, and that's good. That's good. You should prominently feature all your 5-star reviews. But what makes you actually different? Is any of this stuff that Dave is telling you to do on the website? Go look now. And in the first couple scrolls, because they're not scrolling 10 times. If you look at heat maps, and I've looked at a lot of heat maps of websites, it's literally hot up here. And then it goes down here. It's a little trickle. And then there's like a couple hot spots and a few buttons. And then it's just cold, which just means there's one out of 100 people scrolling down there. So if it's important, you got to put it up top. And all this stuff that we're talking about getting in the pitch, if you really role play and write out and have an actual like presentation and role play it often, and if you took some of like the best parts about that pitch and put them onto the website, you would be way farther advanced than even some of these $10 million roofing companies that are doing pretty well. But we have to figure out how to build this stuff in. Build in the reviews into the headlines and throughout the copy. Build in the themes of your reviews, the most common things that people are actually saying are different, and building in emotion. And ways to do that, you could do like families, like your family of the business, if you're a family business, like the story of a homeowner you helped. You could talk about a deal that you're running for veterans. That's heartstrings, you know, like. You could talk about charity. A lot of you guys are doing charitable work. It's okay to put that in your marketing. I'm just going to give you permission now. Local landmarks, organizations that you donate to. Like, can we tug on their heartstrings? I'm a marketer, okay? You know, it doesn't matter what your motivation is for doing it, too. I know that everyone's scared. Well, what if that, I see my competitor do that. He gave $10,000 to charity, but he just did it for marketing. It's like, did he give $10,000 to charity? How much did you give, bud? Like, okay, I'm not mad at you for doing it for whatever reason you do it for, but I am saying you could and should, I think, share it on your website. It's also good for attracting employees if they think you're involved in the community.
Well, let's go back to what you said about this tool, which I think is great, because what it's doing, it's pulling out what's important to your customer.
Yeah.
You have to know that, and you have to speak to that. You know, we're the biggest, we're the best, blah, 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 blah. They don't care. So if they don't care, why speak about it? Why waste your time? Because it's only about what's in it for me. What's in it for your customer? Yeah. And this is where they throw so much crap in there that it doesn't matter. So why would you talk about that? And that's what your website has to do. You have to understand what is important, and you've got to dig that out when you're selling a job. What's important to the customer?
ChatGPT. This is ChatGPT. I think you have to have the premium one to use this tool.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say you don't even have to use this tool to get what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm reading my friend Benny Fisher's reviews right now, and he has a review from Christopher Woods that says, Big Fish Contracting exceeded my expectations by a wide margin. From quote to final cleanup, they communicated with me every step of the project. This also included pictures at every step of construction. The project managers were available to me at all times during the project and would answer every question I had. Based on the work the company has done, I would highly recommend them for your project. Now, what feels a little different? And that's a good question when you're reading your reviews. What feels a little different than competitors in that one? I think, and it's very physical too, pictures at every step of construction. Now, instead of just being confined to the widget on his website, potentially pictures at every step of construction could be pulled up and put as a bullet point right underneath the top headline. That's something they do for every customer. They've built it in. And by the way, Benny isn't super involved in his business. This is systems and processes and EOS. I'll shout him out. He's speaking at the I'm sure he mentioned it on his podcast. He's speaking at the EOS conference as the first speaker in, I think it's May or April.
I had Benny on. I did an interview with Benny for our podcast just yesterday. And yeah, I just happen to know this. He's got 770, 4.9 Google reviews. And that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask him. What is your process? And we went through that. So you listen to Benny's show when he comes on. But what you said in that interview or that review and what I got out of it, which is the number one problem and the number one differentiator is that you communicate. Okay. Mm-hmm. It always comes down to communication. And, they said they were going to be here and they didn't, you know, and you look at the difference between, and this is why I like to have your prospect look at other reviews. Look at some of these two-star reviews. You don't think anything can go wrong? Well, look at all those reviews where, and it always comes down to communication. And this is why we always sell the idea of communication. We're going to do what we say we're going to do. We're going to tell you what we're going to do. So every step of the way, and that's why photos are so important. We're communicating this. Company Cam is freaking awesome, and you should use it all the time to take your prospect through the journey so you can show them what's different. This is how you're going to get all those reviews. And that's what he does. He also, you know, we also talked about that process is priming the pump during the sale. This is how I like to do it is, you know, Mrs. Jones, our whole deal is giving you a 5-star experience. Okay. That's the most important thing for us. And we're going to ask you for a review when we're done. Mm-hmm. If we gave you that 5-star experience. So that's our goal is to start there. Does that sound like a good place to start? Well, yes. Okay. Well, hey, remember that 5-star review we talked about, you know, before we started? I'm asking you for that now. And that's how you get reviews. Let's talk about the website, why this is so important. And you're right, where people look at this as a static brochure, they don't understand that this is where the sale starts because everybody is going to go to your website and they're going to check you out and they're going to look at this and what's going to make you different. And if you've got,
so if I gave you five things, you can get onto the website. They're really related to what you do in the home, right? Mm-hmm. We need trust. So I talked about one example, the trustimonial, and building reviews into your headlines, actual things, and customer videos, testimonials, video testimonials is a really good one. If you didn't do anything else this next year for marketing and you already have a website, I would go get one really good video testimonial from a customer. So that's trust. Value, and this is going to be super subjective, but design, making sure that website looks nice, high end, feeling like they belong.
When we talk about value, we're not talking about cheap.
No. Yeah, I'm talking about high-end value. Like, how can you make it feel like your company is more valuable, than the other one? Like, you know, if you go to a Louis Vuitton store, they'll give you a glass of champagne. They've got these repeated patterns that's sparsely decorated and things like that. How can we create a little bit of like a feeling of valuable? In the website, and belonging is the other one. So like in value, I'm going to say belonging is part of it. And that's when you know your ideal customer, you speak to your ideal customer in the copy. Your acting avatar, like
that one
person. We know that you want high-end customer service. You don't just want the cheapest contractor out there. You want somebody who's actually going to answer your call when you call. So you're speaking to somebody. Now there's 30-40% of people that actually are going to think to themselves, that's not me. I actually don't give a crap. All I want is the cheapest possible price. It's okay that person doesn't submit a contact form on your website. Can I just say that? It's okay. If you don't want that customer, stop marketing to that customer. Stop. You can't show or you can't grow what you don't show. Start showing the customers that you like. What's that?
I asked if you made that up. That you're a little sane.
No, I didn't. All of this is stolen from marketers down the line. So I did make up trustimonials. I'll say it five times if I made it up.
I'm going to use that as my own.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And you have to have pictures of your projects too. So the second most, besides testimonials, if you don't have high-end photography of a few key jobs, not every job. I get it. Most of it's just company cam or whatever you're doing. Great. Every once in a while, 2 or 3 a year, get some high-end photography. I already mentioned charity. I think charity and like orgs you donate to, anything to tug on their heartstrings would be really good. I think you should get on the website. I think you should get some elements of emotion. Maybe tell the story of a project or show your family. I think clearly outline, this is going to be my last one, and it's going to be spicy. Clearly outline the negative possibility if you don't work with you without being heavy-handed. What happens if they choose a low-end contractor? Now, if however much percentage, there's a pretty high percentage of construction jobs that need to be redone or there's rework, and you've all seen them. I don't have to tell you guys, you've fixed poor contractors' work. You've talked to homeowners that hate lots of roofers because of one roofer, right? So how can you share that information with people that don't know about it? How can we do it without being like rude? I think you should, like, I like using things like comparison grids. So if you don't know what that is, because we're wrapping up our time, Google comparison grid. And essentially it's like the checkboxes. It's like the other guys, us, and you do checks and X's. You can do a comparison grid for features that yours includes that theirs does not include. It's the easiest, simplest, and most, it's just a basic but effective way to communicate your differences. So try a comparison grid, if nothing else.
Here's how we do it, okay? And this is something that really made a huge difference in our business, and all our guys use it in some form. But we had a problem with quality control, okay? We were callbacks. You mentioned, you know, rework and having to do that. Well, we had a problem with that. And the way that we solved it, we came up with a form that was called the Perfect 10. And we took the top 10 problems that we had, or customer concerns that would call us back, and we listed them out, and we had someone that went, when the job was complete, we went down and checked all of those off, you know, the bent metal, nails in the lawn, whatever it was. And we checked those off. And if the crew got a perfect 10, they got a bonus. So it did a number of things. One, it trained our guys on how important quality is, why it matters, why you just can't say, hey, it looks fine to me. No, it's in the customer's eyes. You need to train that. So we accomplished that. It also cut our callbacks down by 80%. So, I mean, it was freaking awesome. But then I realized, you know, we should be using this in our sales presentation, because we can go through these things and say, hey, you know, over the years, through all of our experience, we learned a few things. And one is, these are the kind of problems that homeowners run into, okay? And they happen over and over again, whether it's the messy job or this or that. It's all those things, 10 things. And so we would go through them with the homeowner and say, you know, this is why this is so important. We have these problems. All roofers have these problems, but this is how we avoid them. By doing this, we have this system of quality control. Yeah. People love it. You know, it was great.
By the way, like, when I talk about marketing and I'm like, I'm getting into stuff that like feels like service. Like, it's like, it's weird. I'm not trying to consult or push somebody on their service, but marketing necessarily needs your company to be a little different to do it well.
Sure.
And so sometimes it like pushes us to like make suggestions on somebody's service, which is wild. Mm-hmm. But I still think marketing that can't affect the service at all is kind of weak.
You know, the first thing is, you brought it up early on, was you better truly believe that you're the best, that company is the best. We are better than everyone else. We do things differently. So that's the first thing. If you don't believe that, go work for somebody else, or you better fix it, because it's going to come through. And the second thing is that you've got to explain that to your customer. You've got to get that across. And it's not just, oh, we provide great service. Oh, we have fair pricing. Oh, we do this, we do that. No, that's, everybody says that and nobody cares. It doesn't mean a thing. So you've got to be able to get that differentiation across in your presentation, the things that matter to the prospect, and otherwise keep them out, you know, focus on what's important to that customer, what builds the trust. But Tim, we could talk about this all day. I love having you on. We'll have to get you back to finish this conversation.
We have a tendency of rambling, don't we? Well, I think we gave people what they needed to know, which is that you need to take more of that kitchen table stuff that you're really good at, if you're good at it, or get better at it, right? With role play and consistency and a sales system and maybe a presentation, but take some of that that's going well and get it onto your website and actually care about your website and what it's communicating. Put more of your reviews focused stuff, get more trust, and focus more on your ideal customer on your website. Some of this might just be reminders for some of you guys, but it's not a bad time of year. I know this is probably going to come out at the beginning of the year. Not a bad time of year to just relook at your website, make sure it's communicating what you want to communicate. The role of marketing is to make sales easier. So if they come in, same with the trucks, right? You have a nice looking truck that's wrapped nice. They're not going to expect the cheapest possible thing. And we don't want them to expect the cheapest possible thing. It's price conditioning. And the website can do some price conditioning for you with these tips that we shared today. So thank you so much, Dave, for having me on again.
And that really tees up the sale, you know, and that's what you want to do before you even go out there. As you say, they've looked at your website, they've got an impression, you've teed up the sale. Mm-hmm. I've got to go down and have a little back surgery. So I just looked at the time here.
Yeah. Get out there. And thanks.
Getting old really sucks. I'll tell you that, man. There's a lot of things falling apart right now.
I'm sending good vibes your way and all the rest of it. And I really appreciate you having me on. Yeah. Everyone, just so you know, hookagency.com, Hook Agency, all over social, SEO, PPC websites. And we do custom work. We have people in-house. We're the real deal. Please hit us up, hookagency.com.
And you want to see a good website that Hook did, is just go to John DeLaurier's, you know, my co-host.
PeachStateRoofing.com.
PeachStateRoofing.com. Have you changed that, or the rebrand?
Yeah, it looks like it's in the process of making the transformation. It's getting the new colors of Peach State. I think maybe something that we said to him or somebody said to him about the name being a little hard to spell or something, he decided to actually make a move. So I'm proud of him for taking the, it's a little bit of work, right, to change your name, but I'm glad that it's super easy to say now and super easy to remember.
DeLaurier, who the hell, I can't pronounce that. I don't, you know, and I work with the guy all the time.
Exactly.
You know, so that's great. But go check his website out, because you guys did an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
About having the family on, the things that are important, building the trust. It's awesome. That's the way to do it. And it works. That's the big thing. It's worth that investment to make. And it is so important. So Tim, great stuff, man. I really appreciate it. We got to get you back on.
Thanks,
and
sir.
Thanks for reaching out. We'll get you back on here soon. Everybody loves having you on. All right. Well, that's it for our show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. If you could do me a huge favor, I'd really appreciate it. But if you could leave a review on iTunes, we got to start kicking up our reviews. We got 160 of them running 4.9, and it really helps get the show out there. And if you're getting value from this show, I'd really appreciate it. But let me read you this last one that I got, which is this is great. A little pat on the back. Says the best. Dave and John bring relevant topics and years of experience in the roofing business. You couldn't ask for two better people to provide insight and advice to those in roofing. They care and spend time vetting sources to ensure the most accurate and reliable information. You gotta love it. And I appreciate my mother writing this. Actually not. This is the Texas Roofer Chick. Hey, thank you, Texas Roofer Chick. How cool. So if you could leave me a review, it doesn't have to be this flowery and so forth. Just say, yeah, well, hopefully it's a 5-star review and you got a few comments, but it really does help and gets the show out to more people. That'd be great. And until next week, we will see you on the Roofer Show.